Here we have the Tanagrina, a statue and terracotta painting, woman figure, origin Greece, late 4th century beginnings, 3rd century BC. The term Tanagrina derives from the name of the ancient Greek city of Tanagra in Boeotia, where there have been finds of ceramic funerary items, including the famous clay statuettes of expressiveness, precisely called Tanagrinae. The sculptures could represent female figures caught in various attitudes, but also children and grotesque figures. The term Tanagrinae was later adopted to define similar clay statuettes found in other places such as Cenchreae and other areas of Magna Graecia. The glossary is located at the bottom of the page. This work was restored in 2020 by the Ufficio delle Pietre d'Arte in Florence. Analysis of the executive technique. The clay statuette is made in the round using the cast technique. Inside, there are numerous fingerprints visible. The thickness of the statuette is very thin, ranging from 5 millimeters to 2 millimeters. The cast molding allows a serious processing, with the advantage of a greater speed of execution and uniformity of results. The work is polychrome. There are traces of color in the face, on the chitin, and on the hematian. The calco modeling. Figure 1. Realization of a first original model. Generally small in size. Strong material, probably terracotta. Free of strong undercuts. Figure 2. Realization of the template. Generally made of clay, although plaster templates were already known in ancient times. Obtaining the template. Two meaning sections. Thanks to the absence of strong undercuts. Figure 4. Realization of the statuette. Application of a clay powder as a release agent. Pressure of clay sheets inside the template. Figure 5. Obtaining the statuette. Extraction of the positive form from the template. Figure 6. Finishing. Elimination of burrs. Adding hand-modeled parts. Retouching. Processing traces. Figure 1 shows marks left by the queue. In Figure 2, we see the fingerprints left on the terracotta form. Traces of polychromes. Here we see pink on the chitin, blue and white on the hematian, white on the face, and brown on the hair. Here, in the before and after, we see the realization of the colors. Next, we go to the glossary. Terracotta painting. The terracotta has traces of paint. Cloaked figure, wrapped, covered with a mantle. Clay statue, which is modeled of terracotta. Chitin, dress of East origin, introduced in Greece by the Ionians, made with a cloth of light fabric, generally linen or light wool, sewn like a sack without a bottom, tied at the waist by a cord, and fastened at the shoulder with two buttons, short for men, long for high-ranking characters and women. Hematian, a kind of cloak that the ancient Greeks often wore over the chiton. It consisted of a rectangle, mostly of wool, which was draped in various ways, generally throwing it over the left shoulder. In the female version, it enveloped the whole body, including the head. Sotosquadri. It is the technique of carving and sculpture, especially in bas relief. The name of the deeper grooves that form an acute angle with the plane constituted by the bottom of the work, cutting, sculpting a figure to the left or below by a square angle. Splint. An elongated rod of different shape and material depending on use and destination.